Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Carly. We're Daytime After Dark. And tonight we have a really good guest. So yeah, I'm waiting on my partner in crime and Nadia, and you know, you guys, we have great guests all this week, and you know, we are on every day this week, the same time, 5 o'clock, and so our guest tonight, I know I'm going to screw up her name. That's why I hope Nadia gets on here quick. Okay. So she's here. Our guest is here. And if I mess up her name, I'm so sorry. But Daytime After Dark presents Vanessa Verdugo. I probably just messed up the whole name. And she's been on the movie The Heat. There's been so many good shows she's been on. Let's welcome her and Nadia.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Vanessa. If I mispronounced your last name,
no, you said it perfectly. You said it perfectly.
Okay.
Beautifully.
My anxiety just went down like 300%.
Oh.
No
problem.
So many great movies and TV shows. I mean, you know, like, I couldn't list all of them on Blog Talk Go. It only allowed me to say, 200 words, which is stupid. But you were in the movie called The Heat with Al Pacino, which I love Al Pacino. How was that? I loved that movie, and that movie was really, really good in my book.
Yes. Actually, I was able to cut my teeth on it. Bonnie Timmerman let me audition, and Michael Mann, they let me work as an intern in the casting department. And I was able to earn my SAG card on the movie Heat, but I was able to see Robert De Niro and Al Pacino work and talk with them, and I just met so many different great people.
Well, that movie is awesome. That movie,
yes.
I love it. You know, Al Pacino, you know, both of them and Robert De Niro, both in one movie.
Yes.
You cannot really go wrong with those two. I mean, they are.
Right. Right.
The classic two. You know, they should just sign up for their own bromance, really, in my opinion. Because they are so good together. And
had John Voight and all these other great people in it. And it was just, I was very blessed to be able to work on that movie.
Oh, I forgot he was in it. Yeah, John Voight was in it too. Yeah. And, you know, it's just one of those classic movies that you would, you know, love. You know,
it was like a dream come true.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I saw it probably last weekend just because I had that. Well, I have so much of us, but it was on TV for,
yes.
So I don't know.
Yes.
And I saw it.
Yes.
I'm like, oh. It's on.
Yes.
So that's really cool. And
yeah.
So you were also on Supernatural, right?
Well, actually, that one was called with Sid Roth, and it was a religious program. And I played a woman who sees an angel, and it foretells, you know, telling her that everything was going to be okay. And it was about true stories of angels and that sort of thing that people encounter.
I'm going to have to look that up and watch it. Uh-huh. You've been to TV show, the movie. So what would you prefer to do if, like, they gave you, like, they said you could only do one TV, if you could do a TV series for the rest of your life, or movies, what would you pick?
Well, I guess it would depend on what it was. If it was like a Law and Order, I would do a TV series. Yeah.
I love
that sort of thing. And So if it was a choice between that and maybe a silly movie, I would pick the TV series. If it was like a Law and Order.
Well, like a Law and Order, Junkie, I have probably seen every episode of Law and Order. I need to catch up with SUV, I will, people. But yeah, I don't think I've missed any Law and Orders of the 20-year one they had. I mean,
right.
I was like,
I love the old ones.
Yeah, I was addicted, and
yes,
it was funny because my brother was like, okay, fine. If you watch this episode, why don't you be a lawyer? Like, because you have to go to school for so many years. And that would cut into my literally soap opera time. So that would not work. But, yeah, my parents was always saying that I was negotiating everything. And, you know, like, yeah, mom's like, okay, fine, I know you learned that from Law and Order. I'm like, yes, it's a contract based. I tried that with my groundlings. I tried it with everything, and it worked. So, yeah, I mean, I wish they would put you on Law and Order SUV, because I think you would love that. I mean, I love SUV.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I think they should, you know, put you on that or Blue Bloods.
Oh, I would love to be on that.
well, Blue Bloods I love. And so what was Murder Among Friends? What was that about? It was a TV series, but I don't remember it.
It was on the Discovery, the Discovery Channel, Discovery ID, and it was about each episode was about like a group of friends in which there was a murder that took place, and you know there was, you know, affairs going on or teenagers' jealousies, and you know, a group of friends wound up killing one of their own, and I played a detective on one of the episodes. And they're all true stories. They're all true stories. And so it was a reenactment.
Awesome. Oh, my God. Okay. And my last question, because I don't want to hog you, because I know my partner in crime, Nadia. So how has it been for you doing this crazy 2021 year of House of Us? No, I'm kidding. But it's it still feels like that to me. I feel like I'm 15. I'm grounded for something I did not do for once.
Right.
But how, yeah, how has it been for you? Because, well, I never imagined it would last a year.
I thought it was just going to be a couple months at the most. But I'll tell you, I've written a lot, and I'm going to be working with my friend Joan Renner, who's a writer, and you see her on a lot of investigation discoveries. She's a LA historian. And so we're trying to find a project we can do together. And I have a couple ideas I want to run by her. But, so I've been using this time to write and just get things done and audition via Zoom, you know, because that's how all the auditions are now, because we don't have in-person auditions anymore, or we're starting to, but mostly it's put ourselves on tape and send it in. But yeah, that's how I've been spending the pandemic time.
Well, I told everyone, if this goes past May, I'm going to really be screaming because I don't want to spend a second summer at home. I really don't. And I live in Seattle. Will it rain 9 months out of the year? And in my mind, you know, it's like, oh, come on, please. I mean, I'm not complaining because it's winter and it's going to be spring. Okay, fine. But once summer hits and you don't get this done, then I'm really going to be in a crappy mood with America. So, yeah. And Nadia, I know you have questions. Wayne?
Okay.
Yes.
Great talking to you, Carly.
Oh, you too. Welcome back anytime.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Nadia, you're on. Oh, my God. Okay, hold on.
Okay. No problem.
Nadia, okay, fine. I did not know that I didn't put you off hold. So, Nadia,
oh,
okay. Here you go.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Nadia? It's so good to talk to you.
Yes, exactly. I'm doing well, hanging in there.
Good for you. I guess
it was nice.
That's the best we
it
all
was
can
nice
do.
Day today. Exactly.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was a very nice day today here in Boston, finally. Hopefully the weather starts getting, you know, much nicer now that it's spring will be almost here.
Yeah, well, it's been pretty good here in California. So I guess, well, it's a little chilly, but the sun's been out, so which is good for
right.
me, you know.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I can't complain, you know.
Nope. So I do have some questions. So one
sure.
of my questions is, have you ever done, like, Broadway theater at all?
No, I've never done Broadway. I'm based in California, and, God, already close to 10 years ago, I wrote and performed a solo show in Hollywood that was a stage play on the life of Manson murder victim coffee heiress Abigail Folger. And I did theater in Los Angeles, in Orange County. But no, I have not done Broadway yet. And I would love to at some point. But
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was able to do that solo show, and I, a couple years ago, was finally able to do the short film version of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Heiress 69, because she was a mm-hmm. coffee heiress, and she was killed in 1969 with Sharon Tate and the other people, J. Sebring. And so I was able to try and bring her memory back a little bit
mm-hmm.
because I really felt she got overshadowed by her killers, Charles Manson and his people. So it was important for me to give her a voice,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
exactly.
It's just something that I've enjoyed doing. Because I think it's important that we remember them and the families that are left
right.
behind.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, because they go on suffering, you know.
Exactly.
And they're forgotten about. But
mm-hmm.
anyway, but, yeah, you can see it on Amazon Prime. It's a short film, 20 minutes, and I had to make
okay.
some changes. From the stage show, but yeah, so that's something I'm proud about. So when you asked about theater, that's something I did a while back.
So and what else? So besides doing films. What else have you been doing? Or what else have
well,
you done?
Well, I did the, you know, some TV. I was able to play the middle-aged wife in a show called You're the Worst for an episode. And
mm-hmm.
I got to be in a scene with Raymond J. Barry. And that was really cool. He's one of my favorite actors. And
mm-hmm.
You know who he is. He's been in a ton of things. He's a legendary veteran actor. He was in Dead Man Walking. He played the father of one of the murdered kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just done a ton of stuff. And so it was really cool to be able to be in a scene with him. And then, gosh, everything's shut down for the past year. And so I've just been auditioning and writing, doing a lot of writing, like I was telling Carly. And I'm trying to, well, a friend of mine and I want to work together. She's a LA historian and a writer. And you'll see her on a lot of these, like, investigation discovery shows.
Mm-hmm.
As an expert, you know, talking, you know, about wives who, wicked women and that sort of thing. And
right.
we hope to do something together. And yeah, so, you know, and then just auditioning and putting myself on tape and or auditioning via Zoom
mm-hmm.
because they weren't having in-person auditions. Because of the pandemic. So,
right.
Yeah, so everything's just, you know, really shut down, and now it's starting to open up again. So,
I can't believe it. Hopefully everything, you know, because I do miss Broadway myself, because I always go to the Broadway shows here in Boston.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder, so.
Oh, are you? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so
oh,
a lot
I'm
of the
jealous.
Shows last year were canceled completely. They weren't returning.
Oh, I know.
Or they had to reschedule them. There's
yeah.
one show that I have in 2020 that's rescheduled not till 2022.
Oh, man.
I was like, wow. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
gosh. And all those people are out of work. you know, the costumers.
I know.
And makeup.
I feel so bad.
Yeah. It's just crazy. I mean, it's hard to believe this happened, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, like I was telling Carly, you know, I thought it was going to be like maybe 2 months or at the most. And I think everybody did. And
I think everybody thought,
a year later, we're starting to open up, but
exactly.
We'll see, you know. Yeah.
Well, Vanessa, I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So I don't want to take up too much time. So
whenever you're allowed back to work and you have something to promote, just contact Nadia, because she's the perfect booker.
I sure will.
Amazing. The best dang booker ever in the United States of America. So, yes. No, she keeps us going to great. So, yeah, let me bring Bobby.
Okay.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Now, you said you did a movie about Charles Manson.
Yeah. I wrote a solo show on Abigail Folger, one of the victims, who died with Sharon Tate, who was killed with Sharon
Tate.
Right. And,
Did you do any research in order to prepare for it?
Oh, yeah. And I was very blessed. I was able to go to Abigail's mother's memorial service in San Francisco. And her doctor, who Abigail saw on the last day she was alive, he called me. And we talked, and I did a whole bunch of research, and I've become good friends with Deborah Tate, Sharon Tate's sister, and a whole lot of research went into it, I was very blessed. I heard a lot of people had trouble, you know, researching Abigail in the past. Her family shut it down, but I had no problem. And I did a lot of research. I was able to go through the evidence locker when it was open up in downtown LA, and and talk to detectives and people who attended the court hearings at the time.
Yeah.
And I studied for a while with Steve Railsback, who played Manson in the first Helter Skelter movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of research on her.
Right. And is there any project get started once things go back to normal?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear that.
Is there any new projects that you might want to do once things go back to normal? Any new projects that you got working on once things go back to normal?
Yeah. I'm working with my friend Joan Renner, who's a writer and an LA historian. And I'm hoping to do something on LA, like the history of LA. And, so I've just been doing a lot of writing, but who knows what will come of it, you know. It's almost like throw it to the wall and see what sticks. So how have you been during the pandemic?
Well, I've just been fine. I'm just hoping that things go back to normal real soon.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah. Well, I'll let Veronica on, our other co-host, on, and I think she has some questions for you. And
Okay.
You have a good night.
Thanks, Bobby.
So, yeah, well, one of the co-hosts was not feeling well, so, yeah, but please, do come back, and we will really love you to come back, right, Nadia?
Oh, I will.
Yes, definitely.
I will. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
Anytime, just let my partner in crime know your schedule and see if we'll get you on the schedule.
Oh, thank you. You guys were so much fun. Thanks so much. And it's great to finally talk to you guys. You know, we've been exchanging messages.
Yeah.
But it's great to finally talk to you guys.
Yeah, have a great day.
Okay, you take care.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you, Vanessa.
Okay, bye, guys. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now I have to get Bobby off hold, and I want to apologize my little Nadia. I really thought I pressed the on button for you. And I'm kidding, I didn't. Okay,
that's
fine.
Okay.
I know you're going to laugh at me all night about that, and that's fine. So, Veronica, I think, is not feeling well.
Well, I apologize. I didn't know that.
Well,
I didn't either.
Okay.
She didn't say.
Well, yeah, but earlier she was having a bad headache when I talked to her. So, and I'm, here she is. Oh, okay. Yay!
Hi, everybody. I'm so sorry, Carly, Nadia, Bobby, everybody. I'm so sorry. I just woke up. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
no, you're
well.
Okay.
Stop apologizing.
Okay.
I'm the one that told you to go lay down. I'm the one that kind of ordered you to go lay down.
Uh-huh.
So really, people blame me because I just thought that my... It helps your head, so, you know, blame me. I don't care.
No, you're okay. Thank you for looking out for me, you guys, all of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Always.
You guys are awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we do.
I'm a little upset with our governor, who picked 3 o'clock General Hospital time to come on today and talk.
So what? Why was he
worse,
for what?
I can't even find to talk about what's going on in our state in North Carolina with as far as COVID. And why you want to pick 3 is beyond me. But to make matters worse, I went on Facebook trying to look at where I can find General Hospital so I can either DVR it for later on in the evening or not, and there was no information. So I'm just doing the legislative task of binge-watching overnight shows on ABC out of Raleigh overnight tonight in an effort to just find them tomorrow morning.
Which I don't want to do, but you know what? Let's just try and forgive our governors. But I just want to say that we it wasn't into a queue, but I just want to say, people, we have the best president of the United States of America because we are getting our money maybe before the 14th, and this president doesn't care if his damn signature is on the sucks. So all I'm saying, people...
I agree. I agree,
start.
Carly. And it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. It will be interesting to see what he has to say on Thursday, because I know we have a show during that time, but I might catch the highlights or the tail end of it if it's a week or done early.
Well, you know what? And another thing I want to say that I've been wanting to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people. I'm on Team Harry and Megan. Okay, number one, I've been wanting to say this, and this is my show, so I can do basically what I want. Well, Nadia is also plus YouTube,
mm-hmm.
plus Megan. But, okay, so, okay. let me get this right. Okay, the monarchy, you know, was more worried about what Archie's skin color would look like. And I think Harry is trying to cover up for his grandmother or grandfather, that I believe that made that comment. Okay, you're talking about the same woman that waited and did not wake up those boys when their mother died. You know, and Charles, you know what, did not have the balls to tell his own kids that Diana was gone. Okay, that's my number one complaint. Number two, Megan was struggling in the past.
Yes.
Okay, it was a repeat cycle of what happened to Fergie and Diana. Diana threw herself down the stairs while she was pregnant with Henry. Harry, just because she needed the attention, and it was a cry for help. And so now Megan was in the same experience. And no one in that damn monarchy lifted a finger to help her. No, no, they were too busy trusting her. And for Piers Morgan, as far as I'm concerned, Piers Morgan, you can go to Pluto, okay? You want to cover up Trump's all his wrongdoing, but now you want to say that, you know, oh, they were so disrespectful to the Queen. Really? Really? How about the Queen being disrespectful to them? I mean, come on. I mean, am I crazy, you guys? I mean, I know I'm crazy,
no,
but you know
no,
what?
You're right. And I'm worried about Meghan, same because if you look back at what happened to Diana back 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
It looked like she's getting the same attention that Diana has. And I know she's been an actress in her own right where she has dealt with the paparazzi, but never quite like this. Because if you look at what happened with Diana, this is the same. This is looking almost similar to this.
Yeah.
Well, and my thing about all this, what still to this day is, still what bothers me still to this day is he was 10 or 11 when his mother died. 10 or 11, or maybe younger, I'm not sure. But what stands out with me is having a little guy like that walk behind his mother's casket when he does, she was not even, you know, she was just gone. And he was a little guy, and you expect a little guy like him to walk behind her casket. And, you know, the reason why Harry is more relatable to everyone than William, because Harry has said, screw the monarchy, screw, I need to protect my wife. He saw what the media did to his mother. He saw it so much, and that scared him. And he had to get Megan out of there. And the thing that, oh, he was 12. He was 12. Okay, I would not want my 12-year-old nephew walking behind anything. You know, it was like a mile walk. Come on, and come on, people. Wake up. The Queen did not like Diana. Wake up and smell the coffee, you guys. She did not like her at all. And her phony reaction to all this, how disappointed she is with her grandson. How about looking out for him? No, 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 no. You're too busy protecting the monarchy to do that. And for them to slam them for not being there when Prince Philip is in the hospital, Okay, number two, they could not fly anyway. They're based in California, and they are in England. And right now, with the 18-month-old baby, and now it was revealed on the ultrasound that it will be a little girl. They are expecting a little girl. And my thing is, well, are you waiting for someone to miscarry? Really, I loved what Christine Teigen said, that wait a moment, stop this with her. Stop, you know, bullying her because they took a stand and they got out of there. And yes, you know what, they got cut off by the monarchy, by his father, who had not done shit for him in his life. And so he used what Diana gave him for security and everything. So for me, you know what? You know, denouncing Archie as a prince or whatever by letting William's kids be called prince and whatever is wrong on so many levels. And I just have to say, I haven't watched the whole Oprah interview, but I will. But I just think that wake up, people. And you know what? Don't feel sorry for Prince Morgan. I don't. Okay, I'm glad he walked away from his own stupid stuff. That's probably so boring that people want to fall asleep to. I know. I'm mean today. I am really mean today.
I agree. And I'm just fearing that Harry and Meghan are going to end up being reality stars and treated the same way that we have treated the Kardashians for almost 20 years.
And if people really want to, you know, look back when Diana died, I'm sorry. I still think somehow the Queen and Saud was involved. Yeah, the problem obviously was the problem, but the way the Queen looked when she died, it wasn't like she was grieving for her. She was fine by it. So in my opinion, I don't trust the Queen. And I think after all that the monarchy should be done away with, and, you know, really when they went after Meghan and Harry for leaving the monarchy after the 1-year trial. And then they, Harry slammed back by saying, well, no, we do help every day in our own way. And they've been helping in LA, so please, for the love of God, stop bullying her because it's not right. This is not right, what is happening with that. Don't you think, Nadia, or have you been following it at all? Because I don't know. For me, I like to follow the royal family in order to really hear them half of the time. But I just think it's a mistake that they want to cover their own butt, you know. And before we go, people, you freaking out over Franco dying. Okay, people, I don't think Franco is really dead. Okay? You know why, people? Because I'm not that lucky. Okay? I'm not that lucky, plain and simple. I think this is a, like Taggart, I think people are working together. You know, Jason and all of that. This is what I really think. So, yes, that's what I think. So,
Nadia,
who do we have for
the rest of the week? Before we go, that I looked online and they moved the General Hospital event from next month from Raleigh and replaced it with a virtual event that William Lipton is hosting. And they have moved it to April of 2022, so I'll be able to attend that because we'll have more vaccines.
Wait, what?
We should have more vaccines, some sense of normalcy by then.
Bobby, what are you talking about? I'm lost.
What did you say?
What were you talking about?
Oh, yeah, the General Hospital fan event that I wanted to go to in April, but instead they turned it into a virtual event for William Lipton instead on April 25th, and now they have moved it to April 10th of 2022 in Raleigh.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of fan events, right? Nadia moved back. Now they kind of have to move it back because not everyone is vaccinated.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
right.
Veronica, sweetie, have you got the shot yet?
I'm still on the waiting list. Me and my mom are still on the waiting list, so we're waiting, and I hope we can get it soon. But I totally agree. Yeah, it's still not safe yet to go in person.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know
why you have to be on top of the less than you can listen.
Yeah,
because
if I recall, Veronica, the last fan event that Houston had was a day's event.
Really, what you need to do is call your doctor. This is what my mom did. Call my doctor.
Yeah.
And God, me and my grandma and my dad, because my dad's like 72. And my mom, all of us have dogs, but it doesn't mean I really can't hang out with my siblings yet because they are not all vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is just going to be crazy. And breaking news, people, Veronica has fallen again. Oh, my God. I am so happy for you when you told me that today. Yeah. So, you know, I'm glad. It didn't go any longer than people thought it was going to be. And all the people that have lost power doing this is, you know, scary. So really, I'm so happy you got Ronald back because that was
driving
me crazy.
I know. I'm so happy too. Now I can cut my hair.
And I just want to say that before we go, that we are on every day that we get five, right?
Yes. Cool.
Okay. Yeah, every day at five, and we only have one interview per day this week because I'm happy about. And
me too. Me too.
So then, but
the same time of rushing home from working out and having to call in at 3 o'clock and missing General Hospital because of it.
But then, you guys, my mom said that she thought I had an appointment on the 16th, and we are busy, really busy on the 16th on the show. And I'm like, Mom, we were just there. And she goes, we were. I'm like, yeah. And then, remember, Bobby, it wasn't that long ago I went. Remember how freak out I am with the dentist? Remember how I freak out?
Yeah, you told me.
So I called, and I'm like, are you telling my 6 months is up? And they said, oh, no. No, you don't have to come to July. So, I guess I have to look forward to July, but I don't want to. And because I do not like going to the dentist. If anyone on this panel loves going to the dentist, they can go to my place. Who likes going to the dentist? Anyone?
Me, no. Me, no.
Well, luckily I have good teeth.
Well, you know, I'm...
I know, me too.
Me, I don't want to go.
Okay, you know, I even tried paying my grandmother that has false teeth to go in my place. And she's like, you know, they would know it. And I'm like, God damn, that's right. So I'm like, you know, when I was a kid, I used to buy my older brother to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I don't know. I don't like things in my mouth. I don't. And since my parents refused to pay only the $99 extra for laughing gas.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they just gave me laughing gas, I would be a very happy person. Yeah, people, try laughing gas when you go to the dentist. It's fun. Has anyone ever got laughing gas before?
I have.
Yeah, isn't it fun? I love the laughing
yes.
gas.
It's fun. Because when you get nervous at the dentist, I take it and it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a side effect where you end up laughing? Or is there a side effect where you end up laughing?
Mm-hmm.
No, you laugh and you act really crazy.
Oh my gosh, it is awesome.
Just start singing. Oh, if you like Holly, you think you're the best singer in the world and you're laughing, yeah? So, yeah.
I think I've seen too many movies or TV shows where I'm involved in.
I love laughing gas. But
yeah.
They just cut the price down on laughing gas, that's all. So, yes, we will be back tomorrow. We'll be back with tomorrow night, yes.
So, tomorrow night we have Elaine Ballas. So, she'll be on tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Carly's time. 7 p.m. Veronica's time, 8 p.m. mine and Bobby's time.
Cool.
You know, really, you know, yep. I thought about this. You know, it's kind of nice that and this weekend, that's why I forgot to announce, even though it's the weekend. This weekend is the weekend I don't like because we have to move a friggin' Fox forward. Okay, and that means
oh, we do?
I'm going to lose an hour of sleep.
Veronica.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
When this weekend?
Saturday.
Saturday. Dang it.
Friday night, you move it forward, so it's like you see 3 o'clock twice or something. I don't know. All I know is a pain in the ass. And I really feel sorry for my mom because my grandma has this clock from, like, the 1950s. And it, like, rounds up, and he has to fix it every time. So, yes, Sunday is not a good day for any of us because of time thing. Except for Nadia, who's very happy about it because, that means it's daylight more. I like daylight more. I agree with you on that. But I don't agree with you on losing an hour sleep. I hate that. I hate that, and I feel it every time. So, yes. Yeah, but we will be back tomorrow, so people don't do anything crazy until tomorrow.
I promise.
I won't.
Okay, yeah, that was specifically meant for Veronica and Nadia. Bobby never gets crazy, but the three of us, if we were together, we would be arrested. You know, and I told my dad that, and my dad said he would be happy to get us out of jail. So we are all taking care of the bail money. My bail money is still in the safe. So I feel like it's money that I haven't spent yet because I haven't been in jail. And really, my parents really put the bail money when I was 14 years old, so you guys do the math. So, but we will be back tomorrow at 5, 7 o'clock time, 8 o'clock, Nadia's and Bobby's time. And you guys go relax.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Okay.
We love you,
bye.
Too.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye.
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 Bye.